Story of the Milky Way, A Cherokee Tale by Joseph Bruchac and Gail Ross. This is what the old people told me when I was a child. Long ago, when the world was new, there were not many stars in the sky. In those days, the people depended on corn for their food. They would grind it and keep it in bins behind their homes. Bread made from the cornmeal often kept them from starving during the long winter months. One morning, an old man and an old woman went to their bin for some cornmeal. What they found there upset them very much. The lid was off the bin, the level inside had dropped by a handspan, and there was cornmeal scattered over the ground. Surely no one in the village would steal from the elders. Who could be the thief? Now the old couple had a young grandson who loved them very much. When he heard about the stolen cornmeal, he decided he would be the one to catch the thief. That evening, when Grandmother Sun had gone to her rest, an elder brother Moon was not yet in the sky. The boy went to his grandparents' home. He hid near the bin of cornmeal and waited. Late that night, the boy saw an eerie light coming across the fields. When it was closer, he saw it was in the shape of a great dog. The dog nosed the lid off the bin and began to eat. When it had eaten its fill of the cornmeal, the dog turned and ran through the woods into the night. The boy lay in his hiding place, not quite believing what his eyes had seen. But in the morning, in the cornmeal scattered around the bin, he saw the tracks of a giant dog. When the boy told the people what he had seen, no one knew what to do. So they decided to go to the beloved woman, a leader among the people. She was old and wise and understood many things. When the beloved woman looked at the tracks, she said, "These are the tracks of a creature like no dog on this earth. It is a spirit dog and may have great power. We must be very careful." The beloved woman instructed the people to gather all their drums and turtle shell rattles. "We will hide near the cornmeal bin and wait," she said. "When the giant dog comes, we will make a great noise. That will frighten it so badly it will never return." The people hurried to get their drums and rattles. Then they hid near the old couple's cornmeal bin. It grew dark and the few stars sparkled in the sky. Soon they saw the shining form of the great spirit dog coming across the fields. It was so big that many of the people were frightened and wanted to run. But the wise old woman whispered, "Do not be afraid. Only wait for my signal." The great dog came to the bin and began to eat, filling its big mouth with the white cornmeal. "Now!" the beloved woman shouted. Then all the people rose up, beating their drums and shaking their rattles. Thump, 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 shish, 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 shish. The noise was as loud as the thunderer when he speaks. The great dog leaped in fear and began to run, but the people chased it, still beating their drums and shaking their rattles. On and on the great dog ran, white cornmeal spilling from its mouth. It ran till it came to the top of a hill, and then it leaped up into the sky. It ran across the sky until the people could see it no longer. But the cornmeal that had spilled from its mouth remained behind as a great band of light across the sky. Each grain of cornmeal that fell became a star. Just as the beloved woman had said, the great dog never returned to bother the people. But where it ran across the sky was left that pattern of stars the Cherokee call Giliuntstan Anyi, the place where the dog ran. That is how the Milky Way came to be.